She tore out pages by the fistful. She scattered them all over the desk. Some slid off onto the floor. When she had done with the ripping, she grabbed handfuls of them and screwed them into loose balls. Fast. She was a whirlwind. My neat little volume suddenly a paper mountain. To think a book could have so much paper in it. I wanted to cry out, but what? All the words, the beautiful words, pulled apart and crumpled up, and I in the shadows, speechless. She gathered an armful of paper and released them onto the top of the white blanket in the fireplace. Three times I watched her turn from the desk to the fireplace, her arms full of pages, until the hearth was heaped high with torn-up books. Jane Eyre, Wuthering Heights, The Woman in White. Balls of paper toppled from the height of the pyre, some rolled as far as the carpet, joining those that she had dropped en route. One came to a stop at my feet, and silently I dropped down to retrieve it. Oh, the outrageous sensation of crumpled paper! Words gone wild, flying in all directions, senseless! My heart broke. At last she was satisfied with her pyre. Yet whichever way you looked at it, the mountain in the hearth was madness itself. It's all upside down, the missus would have said. It'll never light. You want the paper at the bottom. But even if she had built it properly, it would make no difference. She couldn't light it. She had no matches. And the greatest madness of all, supposing I hadn't been there to stop her. Supposing I hadn't rescued the infant, and that she had burned him alive. How could she ever imagine that burning her sister's child would restore her sister to her? It was the fire of a madwoman. In my arms the baby stirred and opened his mouth to mew. What to do? Behind Adeline's back, I softly retreated, then fled to the kitchen. I must get the baby to a place of safety, then deal with Adeline later. My mind was working furiously, proposing plan after plan. Emmeline will have no love left for her sister when she realizes what she tried to do. It will be she and I now. We will tell the police that Adeline killed John the Dig, and they will take her away. No! We will tell Adeline that unless she leaves Angelfield, we will tell the police. No. And then suddenly I have it. We will leave Angelfield. Yes. Emmeline and I will leave with the baby, and we will start a new life without Adeline, without Angelfield, but together. And it all seems so simple, I wonder I never thought of it before.